Hello, grown folks. This is Donna Smith, your hostess with the most is. How are you on this beautiful day? I'm here to chime in with some interesting discussion in a grown folk kind of way. You know, I've been just thinking about how I get feedback from some in regards to how miserable they are in their relationships or marriage per se. Now, some are hanging in there and staying because they have no other options other than to do so. And when I say no other options, let's just say one is in a situation where they can't leave. Perhaps it's money issues, perhaps it's you know, just not having anywhere else to go. No family, no resources, things of that nature. And it's not like a lot of things are put out on a public billboard. You know, it's who you know. Or now with the media, I mean, you can, and Google and all that, you can research a lot of things and find out what's out there. But some don't even have the energy to obtain I guess a place to use a computer, let alone have one. So, you know, they stay in these situations because, quote unquote, they have to. But they're miserable. Some are being abused. Some are just not being loved anymore. Perhaps the person you're with has fallen out of love or outgrown you in a lot of regards. And that opens up another topic of conversation we'll have at a later time regarding of how some outgrow you when it comes to loving you. You know, my thoughts about love is true. Love is real, if it is, and it's lasting. You just can't erase it because you decide to do so. You have to go through certain stages and steps to rid a person from your innermost soul if you are actually in love. So therefore, we have those who actually stay put. You know, I've heard feedback from some in regards to, well, I'm gonna wait until the kids get grown. You know, so they'll have both parents around, and we'll try to portray this happy union and happy home, excuse me. But when you really look at that, or that being a reason, kids can feel and sense instability. They can sense when things are disarray, not normal, not balanced. Mom is not happy. Dad is not happy. They also hear the arguments that is sometimes not taken out of the household or the presence of the children. So they hear this and they know that this is an unhappy situation. And then they start to mimic that later on in their lives, in their future, moving forward after living it for so many years of mommy and daddy trying to portray to be the happy union and couple. No one can fake being in love or fake being in a situation that's miserable on a happy note. It's just sooner or later, it's going to crash. Things are going to be identified as fake and phony, and even to your children or other relatives that's involved. So why do we take ourselves through all of that? You know, you should never be in a situation, in my opinion, where you're backed up against a wall and you can't go and get out. You know, there's shelters, there's resources, there's places who will help you to get on your feet. Providing, you know, perhaps it's not a comfortable situation because you're used to a fabulous home and things of that nature, but it is a situation that's better than not. So why do some just linger in relationships or marriages just because? or go out and have affairs with others that is going to emotionally crash eventually, because those are the times and situations that you do become emotionally attached to someone else. Now you got another person entangled in your vicious web of instability and dysfunctional behavior. So again, I ask, and I like to hear from you guys, you know, do you know of anyone who is going through something like that, or who has, and what have they done? Have you ever been in a situation where you just hung on until you just had no more hanging power at all? And if so, what brought you to that point in time to say, I can't do this anymore? I'd like to hear you. Share this message with another. Talk about it. Discuss it. Let me know your thoughts and opinions. Again, my name is Donna Smith. I am your hostess with the mostest. I can be reached at DGRIER12000@yahoo.com. Also, you can chime in on Facebook, where I hold a daily forum of grown folk talk topics and questions. Take care, have a great day, and until we meet again, stay grown or be gone.